I see at least several patients per day with it, either as a follow-up or as a new patient. And I think that our numbers, the data collection, will reflect a more accurate count over the coming years. In the state of Arkansas, it's a reportable condition with the health department. So when we diagnose someone with alpha-gal, we're supposed to report it to the state. And I think that is promising in terms of, A, having a better idea of how prevalent is it, how many false positives are there perhaps with testing, but especially for hopefully some sort of proactive intervention going forward.